in college at Toledo. Punter Brett Kern was a Ray Guy finalist his senior season. He averaged over 46 yards per punt that year for the Rockets, and he wound up as one of the best in the nation statistically. The kid from upstate New York went undrafted his senior year, but he signed on with the Denver Broncos for a couple of seasons, and then on to Nashville, where he's turned out to be one of the best in the NFL. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. It's a show you help sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more at WWIB.com. Titans Pro Bowl punter Brett Kern on the other end of our phone connection today. So you just signed a multi-year extension, 4 years, $12.55 million extension, Brett, with the club. What does it mean to have this kind of job security?
Yeah, I mean, just to know that I'll be able to finish my career here. It was kind of my goal when I got cut from Denver. Just having that feeling of being cut, having to move your family across the country. It happens to so many guys in the league, and it's hard to see. It's the business side of things. You know, GMs and coaches are trying to put the best rosters together, and sometimes players are kind of like pawns. So they can be moved around to different cities and different places. But my goal and my prayer was that when I came here that I was going to work and do whatever I had to do to stay here and not to have to uproot my family again. So it was just a huge blessing. And for John Robinson, really, to when we were talking over the phone after I agreed to the extension, the things that he said to me, none of it was really football related. I mean, he praised, my abilities as a punter, but just kind of the impact that my wife and I are having outside of football and in football and the leadership qualities that we both have, and just a brother in Christ, and kind of that they wanted that on this team. And so those compliments and those words meant far more to me than kind of my abilities as a punter, because I want to leave a legacy here with the Titans, not necessarily – I'd love to be the best punter in franchise history, but, some of those guys that, 5-10 years down the road when they look back on things and they remember my name, just the guy that I was in the locker room, the man of faith that I was, the fact that I love Jesus, I want that to stick out more than how good he was on the field. So just blessed to be able to get another deal and to be able to finish here.
Mm, yeah. Jesus said, "Let your light shine among people, so that when they see it, they'll glorify your Father who is in heaven," Brett. So I guess it's all about living heaven here on earth, huh?
Correct, yeah. If I'm here to be able to plant seeds in that locker room, I'll do that all day. Just the conversations that I've had, about faith and marriages, and I've just been, I know why the Lord has planted me in this locker room, to be a light, to be salt, and to plant seeds and watch him take hold of those seeds and produce, fruit. So it's been fun to know and to realize kind of my purpose of that's why I'm in this locker room.
I've gone to two straight Pro Bowls. What has it meant to you to have these monster seasons back to back here?
Yeah, I never, one of my goals was always to try to make it to a Pro Bowl, and my first year I made it was year 10. So I went through 10 years of just trying to be the best that I could be. And, just came up a little bit short, every year. And, it was well worth the wait. My kids are old enough now, especially my two older ones, to be able to enjoy Orlando when we went to Disney and Universal Studios and all the things that the NFL does that they provide for you down there that week. So that was really fun. And my first year, and then my daughter kept her hotel key saying that she needed it for the next year because we're going to go back. And I'm thinking, baby, like, it took Daddy 10 years to get one. They just don't, fall off the tree like that. So, once again, just put together another solid season and went back 2 years in a row. So it's been a huge blessing. I'm enjoying it. I try to enjoy this as much as possible. It's stressful. It is on Sunday sometimes, but I enjoy it. My son, he's 9 years old, and so for him to be able to experience you know, being in a Pro Bowl locker room and, you know, just coming into our locker room and hanging out with the guys and playing catch with Marcus. And it's a really cool experience. So just blessed to be able to go to the Pro Bowl 2 years in a row, and just thankful for each year I play.
Yeah, Marcus is Marcus Mariota, your quarterback out of Oregon, a fine Christian man himself. So last year, 9-7 for the ball club, just barely missed the playoffs. One more victory, I think, would have gotten you in. What gives you the feeling, Brett, that this team can take it to the next level next season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is our third year of going 9-7, and 2 years we were a game short of the playoffs, and the 1 year, you know, we made the playoffs and won our first round game. So, you know, our goal is to win the division this year, to get you a home playoff game. And, you know, I'm excited, you know, another year under Coach Vrabel. He demands a lot. He demands your respect, but, you know, in turn, if you give it all you got for the team, he's going to respect you. So, another year under him and guys feeling comfortable with how he kind of runs the ship. You know, I'm excited. I think, you know, last year we ran into the injury bug, and I think this year if we could stay healthy, that you know, we'll accomplish a lot of our goals.
Okay, 33-year-old punter Brett Kern, the Pro Bowler with the Tennessee Titans, on the phone with me. Once again, here we go, out of time for today's shows. But the most important aspect of sports and commentary is coming up, because we want to talk about your personal faith in Jesus. You grew up in a Christian home, but at some time, you had to say yes to Jesus yourself. So we'll unpack that next time. All right, Brett?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.